तुलसी देव की जाय, भक्ति देव की जाय, समवेत भक्त वृंद की जाय, गौर प्रेमानंद ट्रांसेंडेंट अबोव डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जाय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द एंसेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द एंसेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द एंसेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग, ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नास्तप्रयेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भगवता सेवया, भगवति उत्तमा श्लोके भक्ति भवति नाश्रि। Srimad-Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 2nd, verse 34. Te Vishwa Srijaha Satram Sahasra Parivatsaram Samvidhaya Maheshwasa Yatreja Rishabo Hari Tepi Vishvasrija Satram Sahastra Parivatsaram Sandhidhaya Maheshwasam Yatreja Rishabo Hari Tepi Vishvasrija Satram Sahasra Parivatsaram Samvidhaya Maheshwasa Yatreja Rishabo Hari Tepi Vishvasrija Satram Sahasra Parivatsaram Samvidaya Maheshwasa Yatrechari Shabohari. Religious.
Sahasra Parivatsaram.
course, api even Vishvasrijaha, progenitors of the universal population, Satram, the sacrifice, Sahasra, 1,000, Parivatsaram, years, Samvidhaya, performing, Maheshwasa, O Vidura, Yatra, in which, Ijaha, to be worshipped, Rishabaha, the presiding deity of all demigods, Hari, Hari. Translation. The sage Maitreya continued, O Vidura, all the progenitors of the universal population thus executed a sacrifice for thousands of years. For sacrifice is the best way to worship the Supreme Lord, Hari, the personality of Godhead. Please repeat. The sage Maitreya continued, O Vidura, all the progenitors of the universal population thus executed a sacrifice for thousands of years. For sacrifice is the best way to worship the Supreme Lord, Hari, the personality of Godhead. It is clearly stated here that the stalwart personalities who generate the entire population of the world are interested in satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead by offering sacrifices. The Lord also says in Bhagavad Gita 5:29, Bhoktaram yakya tapasam. One may engage in performing sacrifices and severe austerities for perfection, but they are all meant to satisfy the Supreme Lord. If such activities are performed for personal satisfaction, one is involved in Pashanda or atheism. But when they are performed for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, one is following the Vedic principle. All the assembled sages perform sacrifices for 1,000 years. This is the end of the report. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gananjana Salakya Chaksurum Lita Amina Tasmai Sivarave Namah. I was born in darkness of ignorance, my spiritual master of open my eyes with our torchlight of knowledge, offer my spiritual obeisance to him. Mukham Karoti Bhakchalam Pangulangate Grina Kripatamam Vande Shiguru Dinataranam. Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tiramine Namaste Sasvati Vigorovani Pacharine Nirvishe Shashunya Bhari Pashyate Adi Chatarine Vancha Kalpata Rupecha Kipa Sindhu Veva Cha Patitanam Pavane Guru Vaishnave Guru Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Katatara Shivasri Gaura Bhattavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, all the progenitor, they engage, or the universal population, they engage in this sacrifice. As mentioned many times in the Bhagavad Gita, there are one verse after the other in the third chapter regarding the sacrifice meant to please the Lord. Otherwise, the activities, if they are not meant for sacrifice, to satisfy Krishna or Vishnu, bound in the reaction of birth and death, one get the reaction if it's not doing for the pleasure of Krishna. So this is a way how to become purified from the tendency of to be controller, to be the master, to be to exploit, you know, the resource of the material nature. You know. It's a training, is a way of reforming one consciousness and directed for the purification of the material conception, for the identification of the false identity. And it's mentioned here, if the activities, Srila Prabhupada said, they are not performed for the satisfaction of Krishna, then one is involved in Pashanda, that means atheism. So there is always the choice. One can very carefully analyze, you know, whether I'm doing activity for the satisfaction of Krishna or Vishnu. And that, you know, is the best way for freeing oneself from the influence of the material nature. Like again they said in the third chapter that if one is not evam pravartitam chakram, no, if one is not engaged in this sacrifice, no, in the course of the activity, like Krishna said in the 16th verse of the third chapter, is mentioned evam pravartitam chakram nanu varta yati hayaha agayu indriya ramo mogam partha sachivati. My dear Arjuna, one who does not follow in human life the cycle of sacrifice thus established by the Vedas certainly leads a life full of sin. Living only for the satisfaction of the senses, such a person lives in vain. So this is some line of the direction Krishna gives, you know, how to properly, you know, utilize the time of one's life in a way that one is not entangled, you know, again in the repetition of birth and death, and, you know, miss, you know, this opportunity, with this rare opportunity that Krishna is giving, you know, to free us, you know, from the repetition of this bondage, you know, taking one birth, then dying and take one body, another body, you know. And it's not according to our choice. So everything, karmana daivan netrenas, everything is being controlled by the supreme authority. And so we cannot escape, you know, completely in this ocean, you know, tossed by the waves, you know, and then sometime up, sometime down. And then the only chances to take the shelter, one who is not down, drowning, no? Who is free. No? That's why Krishna said, Tad vidi parnipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadeshanti te gyanangyanina tattvadashinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire for him submissively, and render service to him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge into you because he has seen the truth. And the next verse is that one who is taking shelter of the pure devotee is not illusioned anymore by the influence of material nature. So this is the alternative, you know, that we are, you know, taking shelter, you know, in Krishna by the direct and the pure devotee who is, as I said, Bhaktivinoda is saying, Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite para, tomara shakati acci. Amito Kangal, Krishna, Krishna, Bolidai, Tava, Pace, Pace. By, you know, following the great soul, you know, one can achieve or attain Krishna. You know, that's the way of, you know, going close to Krishna, you know, by following the footstep of the great souls. Like it's mentioned here about the sacrifice, that in a near about 100 miles away from Lucknow, in just North India, there is a place, Naimisharanya. Naimisharanya is where, you know, the sages like Sutta Goswami and others, Shonakarishi, they performed the sacrifice also thousands of years just to, you know, stop the influence of Kali Yuga, to block, you know, this great, the degradation for human beings. So the sages are very concerned how the people, they can get actually peace and get away from the suffering. So in Amisharanya, there is actually when there is a place